massive college admission scandal in, involving celebrities, and over 50 people have been charged so far. Two of the most notable names, Lori Loughlin from Full House, and I believe Fuller House as well, and Felicity Huffman from
Desperate Housewives. Yeah.
And it's alleged, I mean, they've been charged, that's true, but they allegedly were a part of this college admissions scandal. Rich people were paying a guy between thousands and millions of dollars to get their kids into schools like Yale, Stanford, UCLA, USC, and many more.
Yikes.
Not based on their merits.
That is one of the most genius ideas I have ever heard from this guy. Hold on.
Okay.
Took in $24 million, and he came up with a plan of how to get kids into college, regardless if they could get in or not.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that means manipulating the system, whether that means getting them in on some athletic recruitment that they're not even part of. This guy, extremely smart, brilliant.
There are criminals who do smart things, but he's caught and probably spend the rest of his life in jail.
You think?
Yeah.
Rest of his life?
Yeah, because I think I read one of the actresses is facing like up to 20-some years in prison.
What?
For fraud.
I don't think that anybody should go to jail.
All right, let's go to our official attorney. You read my mind, man, because I'm at Lisa Lanier. Can you help us with this? Are people...
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Facing jail time here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So these are very serious federal crimes that these folks have been charged with. The fundamental crime that they've been charged with, along with several other related offenses, is wire fraud. And wire fraud carries heavy, heavy penalties. Like you said, 20 years in prison she could be sentenced to. In a federal prison, she could have huge fines levied against her, like $250,000 for each count. So there's very, very hefty prison sentences that you see in these situations. And it's basically anytime you are perpetuating a fraudulent scheme and then you use interstate electronic communication to further that fraud, that crime of fraud. So it can be email, telephone, any of that sort of thing. And then they're charged with some related offenses. And these are actually the kind of charges that sometimes you've seen in the past with organized crime, gangsters being brought down, and they couldn't pin the murders on them and they couldn't pin some of the other things on them, but they would get them for this kind of wire fraud or money laundering or things like that. And these are federal crimes with serious sentences.
Could he spend the rest of his life in jail? Because I'm guessing there's going to be dozens and dozens of charges.
Well, what he's doing, and this is the reason all these wealthy families and celebrities are so afraid, is he is turning over, he's cooperating with authorities in exchange for a lighter sentence.
Now, let's say he did not cooperate. Then, I mean, how many years could somebody face for all these different charges?
Most definitely. He would have charge after charge after charge because he did this on such a widespread basis that, yeah, he could have been, I think, facing most of his life in prison, but he will not probably because he's going to enter into a sweet plea arrangement in exchange for giving up all these famous people's names.
If you donate to a college, like a building, and all of a sudden your kid gets in, isn't that illegal too?
Well, it's the same thing really, except that, you know, if you're doing it for a donation and the university admissions people, you know, they have a little bit more leeway in terms of gifts because they get all these applications and they're very similar. You know, kids these days, they all have high GPAs. They all have done a million extracurricular things. And so I think it's a little bit easier for an admissions department to say, well, you know, we favored this kid because of his involvement with, you know, PETA or something. You know, he was an athlete, whatever. There's so many of those kinds of criteria that it's easier for them if it's done based on a donation. But here, the universities didn't know anything about it. And it was situations where usually either, in some cases, an admissions employee was bribed, but in most cases, that was not the case. It was actually, like you said, faking credentials and enhancing SAT scores.
And so these admission people would get in. They wouldn't know, like, man, they have everything checks out here.
No idea.
And what about the fake charity and possible, is there evasion of taxes here and even money laundering possibility?
Oh, yeah. That guy was, you know, he was facing just an unbelievable array of charges, and that's why he's cooperating so much. And these kids, supposedly the ones that didn't know anything about it, they may be allowed to stay in these universities. Yesterday, some of the universities involved issued a statement saying that certainly if the kids knew, they were going to be automatically expelled, but they were going to look at it on a case-by-case basis for the kids who didn't know anything about it. And so I would think that they might be looking at, you know, how is the kid performing now? And, you know, I think they're thinking they don't want to ruin this kid's life because their parent made a dumb mistake.
Right. If they can prove they knew nothing about it, yeah, I mean, at that point.
Well, and not to sound naive here, because I don't know how it works. I mean, doesn't this happen in sports? Doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's been... Well, go ahead, Lisa.
I mean, I don't know why... I do know why it's such a big story, clearly. I mean, these are huge actresses' names, and it's a lot of money, but don't things like this happen
in sports?
Yeah, but
they're good at sports. They're getting recruited. They're good at sports.
Yeah.
And then they're getting offers to try to... Which is illegal to go to the school. These are just kids that never even did sports before sometimes that...
Well, they don't have... And they don't have the grades to get in to the school, well, right?
And some people say that because there's like a minimum... SAT or ACT and minimum GPA to be a college Division I college athlete.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you can go to Duke University or Harvard.
Right.
And you can in high school have a 2 point, whatever the minimum is, and get in.
But because you're good at basketball, correct. You so, then get a Duke degree or a Harvard
yes.
degree.
That is different though. That's legal.
Yeah, well so a lot of schools have policies that they will, you know, where normally they're looking for this very high GPA. They will waive that and lower that standard for a college athlete. That does happen sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's their policy, and they're above board about it. So you know going in, if you're a star basketball player but you don't have a 4.0, that's okay. You're still going to be able to get in. And same is going to be for this next guy and the next guy and the next guy. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to, it's not a secret that somebody's
they're not hiding.
That they're dumb.
It is
right.
kind of funny. That's probably a separate discussion. It is kind of funny, though. Like, you could have, like, you know, with some of these IB programs, AP programs, you can have like a 4.9 mm-hmm. and a perfect SAT
yeah.
score.
And don't
and then
get into
some
those.
Guy that can shoot, you know, 3-pointers and dunk really well. Maybe go to Carolina, which I prefer, but gets in with
yeah.
like a 2.0. And it's kind of like, that's not fair, but at least that's part of the rules you kind of know going in.
I guess if you're honest about it, then that's the difference.
Yes.
Note to self yeah. for future use.
Jason, in case you couldn't tell, Jason's all about it.
He's going to buy a Goodman building somewhere on campus so his son can play baseball somewhere.
What did you say? Best
that's
plan ever? Is that what you said?
I thought it was a very well thought of, genius, illegal plan. I'm not saying it was right, but boy, oh boy, have you ever heard of something like this
it's
before?
Very elaborate.
To me, it was shocking. It's not shocking that people with a lot of money get away with things that other people can't because of the influence and the money and all that stuff, but it's shocking the extraordinary lengths that some of these people did and to influence all these people, allegedly, that were at the school, these coaches, to accept the money and this whole plan.
But I think stupid, though, because it's on the same side, because one of the cases, the guidance counselor of one of these girls was like, wait a minute. I've known her since she was in like elementary school. She never rode before.
Right.
How all of a sudden? I mean, so dumb to think that people...
Yeah, she's kind of dumb. How'd she get into Harvard? You know?
Right.
Right. At the same time, that's why they were getting on these athletic. That's what your point in case, Katie and Jared, was the fact that a guy could have a 2.0, but because he's so good at basketball, he get in. That's the whole scheme.
Well, it is. But my point is saying it's dumb because you think, oh, I'm getting away with something here. Not taking into account that there are people who have been in the school system with your kids all along who know that's not the case.
But some again, red flags. Yeah.
They've gotten away with it for almost a decade, and I heard the only reason why they got caught was by mistake. The FBI was on a totally different case and got tipped off. By somebody they interviewed, the FBI. I mean, it could have went on for decades.
And it does show how people, and not just wealthy, everyone can do stupid stuff, but like this Huffman, Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, that's in this college scandal, she has emails like, what are we going to do about this SAT? Like, talking about like the bribes in emails.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you think
that was really the smoking gun, I think.
Right.
And how pathetic is it if Lori Loughlin goes to prison, federal prison, over this OJ kid that does not even give a whit about being a
oh my God.
I know. Who's wealthy and famous in our own right for YouTube. You go to college to get a degree typically to do something you love or to make money.
She was already doing it.
And she paid more than it costs to go to USC anyway.
Well, that was for two kids.
Oh, that's
with
true.
Two kids.
USC is expensive.
Sometimes as parents, we try to do...
I get that part.
Yeah, well, you got to do it legally.
I can see the mentality of it. I don't know why.
Oh, I can see Jason doing it. If he knew
for sure.
Like, there's already red flags because Landon has perfect score on SAT. And he's not in high school yet.
Right. He's like working out and training with pro baseball players. You don't know how that happens.
You want to do whatever is best for your kid. Yeah. You want it to succeed. And I will go. I have thought to myself I would go to extraordinary lengths to do that.
You do your kid science projects too, don't you?
I would would fail them.
No, you pay somebody to do
it. Oh, you're right.
I would fail them. But I would definitely, now that this happened, I could have been, if let's say I've ended up with a lot of money or something, I could totally see myself doing
this. Lisa, Jason's going to need your services in the future.
He's a heavy on retainer. What's your retainer fee?
Note to self now. Thank you.
He had me when he was saying it. What a brilliant scheme this was.
The guy who's probably going to jail for a long time.
Lisa's like, cha-ching. Yeah. Yes.
New client. All right. Official attorney of Jared and Kay in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. She's great. If you're ever injured on the job, don't wait. Contact her right away. You might have to get behind Jason Goodman with whatever he's doing. But seriously, give her a call. Go to hireaheavyweight.com. That's hireaheavyweight.com.